Good morning. Today is April 18th, Ches Iyar. We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Nun Tes. And we are in the Ramah, the last line on the page of on page Nun Vav. We are in Sif Beis. Sif Beis, right by Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Last line in the page. Oh, and that one. The topic of discussion here is that a person has to be careful not to leave the dough unattended. If a person makes the dough, what are the ingredients? Not too difficult, flour and water. After they put the flour and the water together, they mix them up. We don't want to leave that dough unattended. What does it mean unattended? If we leave it sitting in one spot for 18 minutes, then it can, more than 18 minutes, it can become chametz. If it's being worked and moved around and manipulated, then that dough, even a whole entire day, will not become chametzik. Now, there is another issue that once you work it, your hands are hot, your hands are warm, you keep it constantly moving it, then it can become also, if the temperature of the room is hotter, it can become chametzik within less than 18 minutes. So all of these different variables have to be taken into account when actually starting from the beginning process until we actually put into the oven. Let's see the Ramah on Siv Beis. B'yesh lahachmil lemahar b'inyan asiyas hamatzos. A person should be careful to make sure they make the matzah quickly. Ki yesh lachush shehashiyos yitztarfu l'shir mil. Oy shiyeh b'mokom, turn the page, cham shemar lahachmitz. So what does he mean? Person has to be careful when he makes the matzah that the shehiyah, the waiting, that you take the dough, you stop working it, you put it down, that can hasten the leavening process. Once you started working, then you put it down, as well as the fact that you're in a room where there's heat from the oven. So therefore, 18 minutes is a rule if nothing's going to happen to it. But if you're causing other reasons that might hasten the process, be careful to do it faster. Sif Katan Tes Zayin, the last line in some editions. That's number 16 in the English edition, in the Mishnah Brura on the bottom. Ki yesh lachush shehashihiyos v'trumas adeshin kosav v'bishol she'oisek b'iso eisek gomer d'haino b'itos haydayin v'ridud. When a person says the trumas adeshin, one of the Rishonim, when a person is involved with the dough, with his hands, he's moving the dough constantly, turning the page, afilu shoha bein taim ma'at, even if a person waited a little in between, v'chaza v'shoha ma'at, and then he puts the dough down, and he waits, and then he starts working it again. Eimet starf l'shir mil. This time, I'll explain in a second, this time, does not, let's first translate the words, does not combine for the shear mill.
Seconds?
Okay, so let's explain the good question. Let's explain the whole case here. You know, in the stopwatch, you could press start, and then stop, and it continues from where you left off. Or you can start brand new. The question is as follows. I take the dough. At 2 o'clock p.m., I start working it. At 2:05, I put it down. At 2:10, now I pick it up again and start working it. Does that, at 2:10, did I start brand new? In other words, did the 18-minute clock stopwatch start from 2:10? Or does it start from 2 o'clock? And then they only have 8 more minutes until it becomes chametzik. So we're saying now it restarts. It starts all over. Why? Because when the person was working that dough, he uprooted that first stopping. Neil, I don't have a question to answer. I don't have an answer for your question. The question was, how much is the ma'at? A little while. I don't know. That's a good question. How much time did it sit in between? He says, aim at starf the sheer meal. We don't combine the first time he was using the batch of dough and the second time. It's a whole new starting point. Why is that? So he says in the second line, the ha'isik she'isik achakach mevatel ha'aschalto she'hischil is ayurik by kayach achimus. Because that second time that a person is working the dough, he uprooted that whole starting point.
How many times could you do that?
Well, technically you can continue doing like this. I mean, this, the same way. This, I mean, the goal is to bake the matzah. So, I mean, there's no point of doing that. But halachically, we have to know, if a person put it down, when does that 18 minutes, when does it start, when does it end? Or else it becomes a common stick. Now, he says, "Al b'shosh oisik ba'isik muat, k'goyim b'shosh menakra matzos." Now we're discussing a different point. If a person is only going to be involved with the matzah on a small amount, I said matzah, I mean dough. We know after you take the flour and the water, you mix it together, you pound out your dough, you roll it out, then they would take a, I don't know what the name of the tool is in English, but with the holes, and they make holes in the matzah. If a person would take that utensil and make the holes, the roller to make the holes in the matzah, that does not restart the clock. And if at 2 o'clock he started with that dough, and then he puts it down for a little, it's unattended, and then 2:05 he starts rolling it, he did not restart the clock at 2:05. It continues at 2 o'clock.
Correct,
because that little amount of involvement with that dough does not restart it. Any questions on that? Okay, so now let's see that inside. When a person is involved with this dough, just in a small way, what does that mean? When you make the holes in the matzah, even though it's called you're involved with this matzah, you're not permitting it to become chametzik at that time, mikol makim, nonetheless, eina mevatel hashiyu harishoina. You did not uproot that first waiting time. And the clock starts from 2 o'clock, like we said, when you started it originally. Vim yisha oid, yitztaref, lishir mil, v'osir. And the person would wait the whole time of the 18 minutes, then it would be osir. V'das mahariel lahachmir b'cholgavni. Now the mahariel is machmir in all situations. What does that mean, all situations? That even when a person was re-involved with the dough, and like the first case we gave, the clock starts at 2 o'clock and it ends at 2:18. And if at 2:05 in between, or 2:10, whatever the example we gave, he re-needs it, doesn't make a difference. The clock starts at 2 o'clock. And the bell rings at 2:18. Finished. Well, speak to your rav. Okay. Sifkon Yazayin. Well, the truth is, we should be machmir lechatchil like the maril. Sifkon Yazayin. So we said that it's the maher lahachmitz. It can become chametzik quicker. Ki shiuro de mil loy nemar ela b'stam batim she'ein b'hem chaim gadol. This 18-minute time frame that we are discussing, that is talking about a situation in the average house, when it's not so hot in the house. Right now it's quite comfortable in this room, the truth is. You go to some rooms where it's a little hotter or a little colder. So he says, I will be yesh boy yisroin chamimus. But when the room is hotter, then the dough can become chametzik even less than 18 minutes time. So 18 minutes does not just mean 18 minutes, nothing to discuss. 18 minutes, there are other factors to take into account. How hot is that room? Back on top of the page, by the mechaber, the large bold. After a person is involved with the dough, and it became warmed up through his hands, the person is kneading the dough. If a person now takes that dough that he was keeping safe from becoming chametz, we'll call it safe from becoming chametz, because he's constantly kneading it, but then he puts it down, it can become chametz before 18 minutes. Why? Because it's hotter now. Why is it hotter? Because his hand is warmer. His hands were constantly moving it. So he says in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches, Miyad Yachmitz, it can become chametz immediately. Ulefi ze tzorech lizar mo'id. According to this, a person has to be very careful. La'acha she'orchu ve'riddu ha'matzah, after a person prepares the matzah and is ready to put it into the oven, manichem ma'yisil lefnei ha'menaker, and then he puts it in front of the one who makes the holes. She'enaker o'yisil miyad. Make the holes right away. In other words, it's a whole assembly line. One person puts the flour, one person puts the water in. One person kneads the dough, one person rolls it out. Another person goes ahead and makes the holes in the matzah. Make sure you do this right away. Then after the holes have been made in the matzah, make sure you put it in the oven right away. Because since a person has been involved with this dough, the dough is warmer, and it can become chametzik faster. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, and not everyone is so careful with this. And it's a problem when, once they start working the dough, that's why, the mother would tell the child, it always looks exciting to make challah. Until you have to, it's not easy, really shaping it. It's really not easy. So, the children always like to touch it and grab a piece. The more you touch it, the hotter it gets. And then if you're not going to work the dough right away, it can ruin the texture and the consistency of it. V'efshe d'miyad, now the Mechaber said a lashon in the words miyad becomes chametzik right away. So the Mishnah Berurah will tell us now that doesn't mean immediately, instantaneously becomes chametzik. Lav dafka, v'efshe d'miyad, d'komer Mechaber, lav dafka. Doesn't mean literally becomes chametzik right away. Ela rotzalayma shir muat, a small amount of time, it will become chametzik already. A person should be careful not to just put it down and not being working involved with this dough. Even for a small amount of time, if it's possible. Kanal b'reisha sif, as we mentioned in the beginning of this sif. And take a look in the Be'er Halacha. Okay, sif katan yud tes. Let's go back on top of the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, if you're working now with two doughs at one time, one of them becomes chametzik. You're working with two doughs, and one of them becomes chametzik. Let's give the same example. 2 o'clock, you start working with dough A and dough B. You take a look at dough A, you see dough A has become chametzik. Dough B is no good either. It's not good. Dough B has also become chametzik. Even if you don't see the signs of chametz, which we'll see in a minute what those signs are, there's textual signs that you can see if it cracked or not on the dough, it's still chametz. Sif katan yud tes in the Mishnah Berurah, afilu ein royin, even if you don't see the signs of the dough, afilu lo nishtaha shir mil, even if you didn't keep this dough waiting for 18 minutes, afilu hachi amrino mistoma, nonetheless, we still say, most probably, there was some type of warmth that got into this dough, and it became chametz quicker. It rose quicker. Now, what are these signs, which are very important signs, to tell us whether or not something is chametz or not? If it became chametz, leavened, it rose up to the point she'esh b'stokim, there are cracks in the dough. Even if the cracks are not all over the dough, not combined and touching each other, one crack is on one part of the dough, one crack is another part of the dough. Having chametz gomer, this is a sign of 100% chametz. The cracks in the dough, chayiv karis. And one would eat this after they would bake it, it's chayiv karis. Sif cotton chof. Av sheyesh bastakim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, va'afilo yesh stakim b'miktsas ha'isa, and if you have cracks only in part of the dough, harei kol ha'isa chametz, the whole dough is chametz. V'chein l'kamon gabe hechsifu panov nami kein, as we'll see in a minute, the Ramah will tell us, explain the Mechabrim Ramah, another sign of hechsifu panov. Continues back to Mechaber on top. Vim ein by sedek. What happens if you don't have the cracks? You have another identification symbol on this dough that it is chametz stick. What is the sign? Ela hichsifu panav ka'adam sh'amdu sarisav ha'ichla is pater. What is this? Hichsifu means pirush nishtana, says the Rama, marisay l'loibin. It turns whitish. Like lovin. Silverish, whitish. He tells like a person gives an example, chesivu panov ka'odim shamdu sarayfus, like a person's hair is standing up. Ha'oichle is potter, one who eats this is potter. Now we'll see what potter means in Mishnah Berurah. Well, let's see it right now. Before we... Ha'oichle is potter. Well, he's potter from what? Potter from karis. Aval osur ba'achilu va'adno. But it's still forbidden to eat it. Still forbidden to eat it and to derive benefit from it. V'i'ika isuro deraisa b'zeh oirak min derabanan osur, whether this is an isur deraisa or an isur derabanan, nizbar le'el v'simen tof men beis efalef. This can be explained in simen tof men beis efalef. V'kosu achroinim etzorich le'dakdek v'shir zeh. The achroinim say you have to be careful of this shir. Ki matzo hu shi'achsifu panov. It's possible that it can be, the color can change. V'ein ish soma leiv liroi. The person doesn't realize, he's not paying attention to the color that changed, and it's not, you cannot use it. The Ramah tells us as follows now. V'im hamatzo hago, v'im hamatzo suya v'yorish lo yisovi lidei chimutz. If the matzah was already made, it was rolled out, and you're concerned that by the time you get into the oven, it's going to take too long and it might start to rise. The yorish shaloi sovet lechimutz. You're concerned it shouldn't become chametzik. Mutter l'shabra v'lachzor l'asoisek deisha isek yivat al'chimutz. A little like you said, Phil, earlier, that you can break that matzah. What do you mean break the matzah? You take that dough. It's a little, might hurt a little because you just made a nice looking matzah. You can take it and re-knead it. Because that involvement will uproot the rising process, the leavening process. One should be careful with this initially. Sif cut in chav beis in the bottom, the first white line. If it doesn't help, just put your hands over the matzah and touch it around a little. That's not going to help. Meshavshef, just to smooth it out. The zeloi mikri esek, because that's not called esek, being involved with the dough. For adaraba, even the total opposite. Oid gore, it's worse. If a person takes his hand, like we said earlier, the children sometimes that touch the dough. Here, when you touch the dough, just here and there, the mechami ma'isa biyadav, you're warming it up, so you're making it possibly rise and become chametzik quicker. Therefore, sifkan chav gimel toiv lizar lechatchila the shema. It's better not to redo it, and you be careful when you make the dough in the first time, do it from scratch, from A to Z, the right way, and get into the oven as soon as possible, because you might not roll it out as best as possible. And won't be one piece of dough like it was originally, but there can be holes and folds. Now, what he means is as follows. Anybody who's involved with either they themselves making the challah on Erev Shabbos, or they see it, if you take a challah, you see, you know what, you don't like the braid, you don't like the way it looks, so you want to redo it. So you start making the ball again. What happens is, the dough says to you, you know, I was already good the first time. I'm not interested in working with you now. And it doesn't mix in with itself perfectly 100%. And then when you redo it, refold it, it doesn't work with you as well. And there are some spaces. It doesn't fold in all the way. So here he's saying the same thing. There are going to be some stockin and kaflus folds and cracks maybe in the dough. That'll be matzah kafula, and that's going to be a folded matzah. It's not going to be smooth. And the minig is a noigin lesser mishum she'en ha'eish shalit sham. As we'll see in Siman Tov Samech Aleph, Mir Hashem, in a few weeks, that matzah kefula, folded matzah, we don't use. So it's better not to remake that dough if we can avoid it. The Ramah says you can use it, yeah. But l'chadchila it's best not to. Yeah, if financially it's not a concern, it's definitely appropriate not to use that if one doesn't have to. He's telling us an eitza ulradeid hamatzis adchi yigroif hatana mitchilo kadeshlo yu hamatzis mnoches kibliyesek adchi nase sheyisakein hatana. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura concludes as he started the siman with the sif yesterday, as we started discussing sif beis, that before a person starts the process of baking the matzah, make sure the oven is ready. Make sure the temperature is correct. Don't have the matzah on the pole ready to stick it into the oven. And then you know what? I have to take out the coals first. Then what's going to happen is you have your dough sitting in front of the oven. It's being mischamim. It's warming up. And it's cooking when it's outside. That's not a good thing. So make sure everything's ready beforehand. So just a quick chazara of a couple points in Sif Beis, and let's go further to Sif Gimel. Is that in Sif Beis we learned that we want to make sure that we are using the constantly working this dough. If we work the dough, it will not become chametz stick. There is an 18-minute time frame that we are all familiar with, that the dough sitting for 18 minutes can become chametz stick. However, we're being told here in the Mechaber and Sif Beis that 18 minutes could be less than 18 minutes if it's being warmed up. That's some major points that we're discussing here. Okay, Sif Gimel, right away. What is going on here? The Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet are very well connected. Protects you. So, in Sif Gimel, we're learning about a case where the Elisha, the lady who would knead the dough, she would have two buckets of water in front of her. One bucket of water on her right, I'm just giving you an example, bucket A, where she would take a little water and put a little water on top of the matzah before she puts it into the oven. Then she had another bucket, bucket B, on her left, where she would wash her hands, cool off her hands, because when the person's involved with the dough, your hands become warmer. If your hands are warm, we just learned in Sif Beis, you don't want to be using warm elements with the dough. So you want to cool off your hands before you make the matzah. So here the Mechaber is telling us that imaisha shehi losha, if the lady, when she's kneading the dough, mikatevis b'mayim. What does it mean, mikatevis b'mayim? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Chav Dalet on the last line of the page, she's putting some water on the face of the matzah. Lo yisekatev, she should not put that water. Yisekatev kituf means, mikatefes means that she's putting the water on the matzah. Lo yisekatev v'oysem mayim, she should not use that same bucket of water, shemitzanenes bohem yodeh, that she's using to cool off her hands. Siv kodn chav hei, the Mishnah Berurah, shemitzanenes, the tzorech letzani ha'edayim, Bishas lisha lechatchila. Lechatchila, ideally, a person should cool off their hands when they are kneading the dough. Mishum de hayadayim. Next page. Mischamimim meiroiv ha'esek. Because the hands become warm through the involvement with the dough. Mischamim ha'isa miyadayim. And then the dough becomes warm because the hands were warm. So the dough and the hands warm. The dough warms up the hands. Then the hands go back to warm up another dough. So you want to cool off the hands. So we're saying here, don't use the same water that she's using to cool off her hands that she wants to put the water on the matzah. Elo yehei lo kliacher, says the Mechaber, mali mayim shetekatef boy. She should have a different vessel, different bucket that she uses. Elo yehei lo umivdinos eilu noigin shloi luktoi famatzes mamayim. We have the meaning that we don't do kitef mayim, that we don't put the water on the dough. Miu ba'ovro v'loit sinuno yadea muta. What happens if she went ahead and she did not cool off her hands before she made the matzah? Are you allowed to use that matzah? The Ramah tells us, mutter. We always like to hear that word. Mutter. It's allowed. V'loit sinuno, she did not cool off her hands. Sif katan chav zayin, that's 27 in English. V'hua din im ovro v'kitfa es amatzis b'mayim, shet sinuno yadea. So to the same Allah applies, im ovro v'kitfa es amatzis. What happens if she went ahead and she used the same water that she uses to cool off her hands with the matzah? She was not supposed to do that. She's supposed to use a separate water. But she used that water that she cools off her hands in, and she put that water in the matzah. Gam kein nir l'chayir shemuter b'dyeved. Ex post facto, she should not have done it, but it is still permissible. The matzahs are permissible. Vida, we should know. The yesh poiskim the svira lahu, there are those poiskim that hold. The loy mitzvichin and klal let sanya hayadayim b'shas elisha afilu chatchila. That they do not require a person to cool off their hands the chatchila when before they need it. The leitzrich let sanya hayadayim the chatchila elayim im oiso shalosha oifa gamkein. When do the poiskim require a person to cool off their hands? That's only if the person who is kneading is the same person who is rolling out the dough. But like we said earlier, ideally it's best to have people doing different jobs. Especially here, mishum demiskarevet letanu yadeh chamimus, because the person who's bringing this not just the one who's rolling it out, but the one who's bringing the matzah to the oven, their hands are warmer, their hands are hotter. And then that person's going to roll out the dough, their hands are even a hotter temperature. That's why they should cool off the hands. When she needs it afterwards, chacham were concerned that her hands should not warm up the dough. The minig is that we are not machmir to cool off the hands. Amiyo, however, calls it bestam. This is in the regular situation. What does it mean, regular situation? When you don't think the hands are in a higher temperature, then you don't have to cool them off. However, if you know your hands are hotter, the temperature of your hands are warm, then of course everyone will agree you have to cool off your hands. Even in the regular situation, it is best, according to many Rishonim, to cool off your hands. So in this Sif Gimel, we learned this halacha of cooling off the hands before one makes the matzah. We said, for the most part, the minhag is not to do that today, and to have two separate buckets of water that they would also put the water on the matzah. Also, it seems like that is not the minhag, as we said in Sifkan Chavav as well today. Thank you.